Living Emunah, number 24. Need money? No problem. A person with bitachon, with trust in Hashem, doesn't worry about money. The Chovos HaLevavos, Shaar Bitachon, the book Duties of the Heart, the section on trust in Hashem, writes that if one trusts Hashem to provide his parnasa, his livelihood, then his livelihood is guaranteed. People worry about how they meet their expenses, even many years before the money needs to be paid. It's important to remember that Hashem always provides one's needs, but he doesn't necessarily provide the money well in advance of when it's needed. A man came to Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, to ask for a bracha before he embarked on a fundraising trip to America. The Brisker Rav asked him why he was traveling abroad to raise money. "Is there not enough money here in Israel?" the Brisker Rav asked. "I've been trying to raise money here," the man said, "but it hasn't been working." "When is the money due?" the rabbi asked. "In 3 weeks," the man replied. "In 3 weeks? You're worried now about a payment due in 3 weeks? The money for my yeshiva usually comes in only the day before it's due." Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, the Ponovitch Rav, told that once he wanted to open a school and there was an available property that was being sold for 100,000 rubles. The Ponovitch Rav didn't have anywhere near this amount, but the owner of the property was desperate for cash, so he made the rabbi an offer. He would sell the property for just 50,000 rubles if the rabbi could pay 25,000 rubles up front and the rest within 3 weeks. And if the rabbi didn't pay the balance within 3 weeks, the landowner said the deposit would be forfeited. The Ponovitch Rav consulted with his wife, and they decided that this school was so vital for the community that it was worth taking the risk. They paid the man the 25,000 rubles that they had received from their parents to help them with their expenses. And they assumed that once the word got out about the new school, the donations would be forthcoming. Unfortunately, however, these hopes never materialized. The night before the balance was due on Motzei Shabbos, the evening after Shabbos, the Ponovitch Rav turned to Hashem and said, "Hashem, I did my hishtadlus, I did my effort. I leave the rest in your hands." He then went to the Beis Medrash, the study hall, to learn Torah, and he would later describe the joy he felt during those hours spent engrossed in learning, feeling as though a heavy burden had been lifted from his shoulders. He returned home from the Beis Medrash at 2 a.m., and when he arrived home, two of the town's wealthiest men were standing by his door. "Sorry for coming so late," they told the rabbi, "but we just completed making a shidduch, and we would like to entrust the money for the young couple, 25,000 rubles, with you." "Sure," the rabbi answered, "but do I have your permission to use the money if I need it? I can pay back the money within 6 months of receiving notice." The men agreed, and the next day the rabbi brought the money to the landowner to complete the purchase of the property. When he returned home, he was told that the shidduch between the two wealthy families had been broken. Over the next several months, he raised the 25,000 rubles he needed to repay the money. We have to place our trust in Hashem and realize that He is capable of providing, often in ways that we could never expect or even imagine.